Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now, of course, our former colleague here at Sports Radio 610. He's a host and a producer at 680 The Fan in Atlanta. It's the Braves flagship, and he's back here in Houston for the World Series, our friend Dan Matthews joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. Dan, how you doing, man?
Yeah, good morning. And, you know, Seth, you're kind of bringing up, bad memories because I have a roundabout right near where we live in Atlanta. And Atlanta drivers plus awareness usually don't go hand in hand. So there are some scary moments in trying to make my way into our studio.
Yeah, every roundabout is just the absolute devil. Hey, Dan, let me ask you this. I know you're, we follow each other on Twitter, and I looked at your Twitter bio yesterday. How are you dealing with part of your Twitter bio being unapologetic Astros fan when you're covering the Braves on the Braves flagship? How's that working out for you right now?
Yeah, it gets even better because yesterday when we had a few minutes of downtime in between the Astros and Braves, I decided to head on over to the Union Station store and try to up my gear, which I do every once in a while when I'm off the clock, of course. Mm-hmm. We'll still support the hometown team. So I was in there and I nearly got caught by one of the Braves staffers. So it was one of those where it's kind of like in a meeting, you know, I started to hide behind a T-shirt rack and trying to make sure, better not see me because I didn't want a nicely worded email this morning of, we're the Braves flagship, just so you know. So let's not rock the boat too much with our great partners across the street in the Battery. But all is well. It's awesome. It really is just crazy, guys, because last week when both teams went ahead in their series, I just tried to tell myself, don't get too excited because you know how this thing can go, and then you'll just be disappointed, sad, and immediately into football and not watching baseball anymore. But, I mean, the Astros did it on Friday, and then I think that it was probably when the ball was in the air from Dansby Swanson over to Freddie Freeman, I said to myself, wow, this is going to happen. And it's a good problem to have. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Dan, you know, probably a similar storyline for both these teams is that they both have aging managers. And here in Houston, Dusty Baker has had his detractors and people questioning whether he should be retained after the season. At least these questions were before the playoffs. Is Brian Snitker kind of had the same grumbling underfoot until this season?
Absolutely, Seth. He totally has. I think for one reason, it's been his handling of a bullpen in the past and how some of those decisions have come back to bite him. And a lot of people kind of put at his feet the sins of Bobby Cox and how things went with him, and also to Freddie Gonzalez. And I think that also, when they lost in the 19 NLDS, remember that 10-run first inning, Mike Foltynewicz, former Astro, getting knocked out in the first inning against the Cardinals, and they subsequently lost that series, that a lot of people were just wondering, is this the future? Like, is this really what we want to do? And you also had people who said, yeah, 14 straight division titles under Bobby Cox, but you can't live in Bobby Cox and John Schuerholz's shadow your entire existence. I mean, soon enough, move on, get some new blood in here, get some new ideas along with Alex Anthopoulos to be able to kind of take this organization forward. And to their credit, they decided, no, stay the course. And COVID happened last year, and you have the shortened season, but that team kind of hit their stride and made a run that I don't think a lot of people really expected out of them. And I think that that increased belief in Brian Snitker. And then this year, Seth, I think was his best managing job of all, because he stayed optimistic no matter what. And this was a team that had their fair share of adversity this year, where you thought to yourself, all right, maybe in May we get our young ace Mike Soroka back. He's legit walking into the clubhouse at Truist Park and ruptures his Achilles again. Jeez. And then you think to yourself, okay, you know, that sucks, but we've got Charlie Morton, we got Max Fried, we got Ian Anderson. That's not going to be an issue. Boom, Ronald Acuna goes down with a torn ACL against the Marlins. And you're thinking to yourself, when it's coming to the trade deadline, they're not going to make any moves. They're just going to ride this out. If they can make a run and make the postseason as the East Division champions, then okay, that's the end goal. But you added Jock Peterson, who added life to this clubhouse, and you added Jorge Soler, Eddie Rosario, who's just been an absolute, just amazing surprise, and Adam Duvall back, who, to a man, everybody last night when they addressed the media said, we needed that guy. We sorely missed that guy when they let him walk and go to the Marlins. So it's just been a really fun ride, and I know that kind of like what the Astros were talking about trying to do it for Dusty, it's the same rallying cry being said as well over across the way in the Braves clubhouse.
Dan Matthews, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. That's the Braves flagship, joining us on Sports Radio 610. Dan, I feel like you're one of the best people to ask this because you cover the Braves, but you know the Astros pretty well as well. So if the Braves are going to win this, so they're the underdogs, understandably, in this series. Not much, but they are the underdogs. If the Braves are going to win this series, where are the matchups that they've got an advantage right now? If they're going to win this series, what are going to be the areas of the Braves that are going to overtake the Astros in this World Series?
Oh, I don't think it's any doubt. It's probably pitching across the board, because even though you got really good outings in games 5 and 6 from Framber Valdez and also Luis Garcia, you know, this is a Braves staff that really has relied heavily upon Charlie Morton this year for not only his performance on the mound, but also too, kind of like what we heard yesterday from a lot of the Astros in terms of what he meant to them as just a guy in the clubhouse. So, you know, that's been key for them. And you've got Max Fried, who obviously is trying to bounce back from a really rough outing when they had a chance to close out the Dodgers in 5 games. Ian Anderson has been solid. He hasn't been great, but he's been good. And then I think the back end of the bullpen. I mean, even with the Astros, with Kendall Graveman pitching really well as of late, and Ryan Stanek looking good, and Ryan Pressly, the same deal. Tyler Matzek, I mean, I don't know if you guys watched Game 6 of the NLCS, but that job he did coming in the 7th inning when Luke Jackson brought in a run and had runners on 2nd and 3rd, you're probably thinking to yourself, if you give up a run here, you're still feeling good. You're not feeling great, but you're feeling good. And then if you even give up both of those runs right there, it's okay, we're still in this, it's tied, let's go to work from there. Comes in, strikes out Albert Pujols, strikes out Steven Souza Jr., and then blows 3 fastballs past Mookie Betts to get out of the inning, and got 6 straight outs and set it up for Will Smith in the 9th. So that back end of the bullpen has been pretty unreal, minus Luke Jackson, who as of late has really hit some struggles, and that's something that's a little bit of a concern. So I think pitching is probably it for them.
Speaking with Dan Matthews, currently an Atlanta radio host, but an Astros fan and native at heart. This is something we've been discussing all morning, Dan. Who has the more punchable face or is more detestable, Jock Peterson or Charlie Morton? Which one of these guys is more loathsome?
You know, I would just say that probably the edge goes to Jock. Because Charlie, I kind of feel like, you know, it sounds like he's a guy that is really good at reading the room and knowing where his place is. So
yeah, he's
maybe
despised
that
around here, just so you know.
Yeah, clearly it seems like, which, I mean, you know, it seems like with the players, they at least were saying all the right things yesterday. But
they're
maybe
terrified.
The
they're terrified, yeah. Dan. They're yeah, terrified yeah, of they're terrified of Charlie Morton, and they're yeah, saying what needs to be said, and that's it.
There you go. Yeah, just make sure you don't get beat up in the schoolyard, that's for sure. But
no,
Peterson,
but seriously, yeah, like tell me about Jock Peterson during this series, because I do feel like this he has the capacity to become the villain here.
Oh, absolutely he does. I mean, it goes back to the Dodgers hate, not only here, but also in Atlanta. I mean, you know, there's significant Dodgers hate there, too, because for the last 3 out of the 4 years that this team's been in the postseason, it had been the Dodgers that had been the ones in their way and knock them out. So there was a little bit of that. And then, of course, you know, here we know with everything that happened that the Dodger fans have been very vocal and feeling like they got cheated when let's not, mind the fact that you lost 2 games on your own home field for that World Series. But sure, you got cheated out of a World Series. So let's just go with that. So I think there's that with him. But on a serious note with him, you know, he talked about it yesterday with the media about when he got here. And remember, I told you guys about just the continued gut punches that this team got. That he said that was a pretty beaten up clubhouse, that it was just kind of guys going through the motions, not really much energy in there. And he just kind of, you know, decided, hey, you know what, like let's kind of like mix things up a little bit here and get some energy in here. And kind of when he did that, you know, of wearing the pearls and the wine club that he's got with guys, that kind of, you know, it changed the tide in there and really got guys believing, hey, let's win a game, let's win another, let's put ourselves in position. Because remember, too, along with the injuries and everything else, this was a team that was just mired in mediocrity for much of the season, where they went 18 straight games after the All-Star break. You win one, you lose one. You win one, you lose one. So just kind of that pattern started to wear on them, I think, a little bit, where they were just kind of like, man, are we ever going to get back to 500? And much less, are we ever going to get back to 500? Are we going to get above 500 and be able to catch Philadelphia? Eventually they did, and here they are.
Hey, Dan, before we let you go, we've got about a minute. Are Braves fans as nervous about losing Freddie Freeman in free agency as Astro fans are about losing Carlos Correa?
Not anymore. And I think that a big part of that is this run, I think, has helped. And yesterday, too, I think, you know, him talking about living in the city of Atlanta and really understanding it, kind of I took it as being code of I don't want to go anywhere. And he said as much. So I think that there's mutual interest, which is a great starting place. And I also, too, think that they will be able to come to some numbers, because this is a Braves team who at the trade deadline said, hey, the increase of fans coming back and the revenue that we have, go spend some money. And with this ownership group of Liberty Media, that's been kind of a little bit of a criticism. But I think there's belief that he will be still at first base in 2022 and beyond for the Atlanta Braves.
That's our good friend Dan Matthews, 680 The Fan in Atlanta, of course, former an alum here of Sports Radio 610. Where was the first place you went to go eat when you got into town, Dan?
We went to Good Company Barbecue last night.
There you
Mom,
go.
Dad are in town, so went and hit up some good Texas barbecue. I had to show these Georgia people that were with me that brisket is better than pulled pork and Brunswick stew.
Okay,
so yeah. So I had to set them straight, that's for sure.
All right, man. Enjoy the games. We appreciate you making a few minutes for us, bud.
Always good, guys. Catch up soon, and appreciate you giving me the chance today.
Of course. Dan Matthews, 680 The Fan in Atlanta, joining us, and of course our He's our good friend here from his time at Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.